is that there will be no group on Thursday evening, so there's no evening group this week, and we'll resume next week. Okay, so everyone's hearing me. So what we were discussing, apparently all by my little lonesome, is we're all like tuning up to receive the Christ energies. So when we bring forth these attunements, when we bring forth these engagements, when we bring forth love and certainty, what we're doing is we're planning ahead. And so what they mean by that is it's sort of like we're planning to receive our highest pronouncement. So when we're opening up to receive our highest pronouncement, which is how we bring forth this attunement, we're already engaged with. In other words, we're very familiar with that higher association. It's plausible, it's recognizable. We expect it to be there. Just the way if you open the refrigerator, you expect there to be cold juice or produce or whatever it is, but you expect it to be frigid temperature. If you take a hot shower and you put the knob on hot or warm, you expect it to heat up. So when we open up to our Christ assemblance, in other words, again, not to be churchy, it's your divine presence, it's your divine essence, it's the real truth of self, we expect to be heard and self-justified. So the expect to be heard and self-justified is it's sort of like it's the only game in town. What they mean by that is when you raise the bar, in other words, when you accelerate your advancement, you raise your speed, you raise your frequency, and you are heard. You are heard because it's really you that's hearing you. So the divine self, the I am presence, the Christ self, it's been here all along, just waiting for your consideration, waiting for your request. So as we obligate ourselves to our highest notion, we expect to be heard, because it's sort of like someone preparing dinner, waiting for their guests to arrive, and then we ring the doorbell. It's like they're here, they're here. This is wonderful. So allow yourself to receive heaven's glory. Heaven's glory is the light that is upon us, the light that is us, the light that is amongst us. And so it is us. And so as we turn our attention, register our consciousness to the highest involvement, the highest accolade, the highest pronouncement, the highest advance secretion, it all becomes one with our own familiar essence. Excuse me. So what we're doing is we're seeking the applause of the Most High. The Most High, again, not some God somewhere far away. It's our own God essence. It's the truth of ourselves without our ego. So it's like blessing upon blessing upon blessing is soon to be restored. So again, we want to get this feeling that we're restoring ourselves to our natural brilliance, to our natural holiness, to our natural a place of illuminated witness. So when we're receiving that illuminated witness, what we're receiving is our true circumstance. In other words, our true self. We exist beyond time. We exist beyond the engagement with the physicality, with the physical body. And what we're doing is we're drawing upon love's assurance. We're drawing upon our divine self, and we're illuminating, we're moving into our light body. We're all as aglow. So in other words, we're keeping form, but the form is becoming much less dense. It's becoming much lighter. And so with that, it's like we're relieving our old sensation. So the old sensation is to experience everything as separate from us. So this is where we are powerless, we have separation, we have lack in all this, because we don't remember the truth. And the truth is we're all light and we're all one. And we're already like that master consciousness that we hope to receive. We are that master consciousness, as we will self-illuminate. So when we self-illuminate, we graduate and we assimilate and we recognize that transfer in earnest. So that transfer that continues to come upon us is graduating us gently. So they're saying gently, and everyone that's been through this process, there's a little bit of a heave-ho. So it's gentle, it feels wonderful, and then whatever is not like that lighter gentleness is soon to be revealed, to be discharged. So, but it's a gentleness in terms of like an easy procurement, an easy orchestration, and an easy like shifting into that divine union, because we're so elated with that light, we're so illuminated with that light, there's just no more turning back, because everything that's not like that light is easily eliminated, because we're registering with source energy, we're identifying with the truth of self. So allow yourselves to be fully engaged, allow yourselves to be fully assimilated. Fully assimilated is each and every day I become more Christ-like. And again, not Christ in terms of church dogma, but Christ in terms of the truth of self, that we're already source, we're already illuminated, we're already bright, we're already forgiven, we're already beyond the trappings of the lower mind. So the more that we feel entitled, the more we feel self-served, this is really going to help the daily procession. So we really want to understand this. It's like every day we're becoming more illuminated, every day we're becoming lighter. And so what happens is everything that's been the false self is going to serve us. It's very essential. It's like everything's not great until something happens. Everything serves us because it awakens us to the truth of self. So allow yourselves to receive this liberal pleasure. Allow yourselves to receive this liberal light. Allow yourselves to fully illuminate and stand out. So stand out is not standing out like a sore thumb. Stand out is standing in your brilliance when you're all consumed with your brilliance. And it's here for everyone to receive, because as we receive our light, all the other extensions of self, the many, many myriad of witnesses, in other words, all the beings, register accordingly, register gladly, because everyone's like, there's got to be a better way, there's another right turn. So there's a hunger, despite what the false self seems to prevail or suggest, or you know, the light gets lighter, the dark gets darker. Even those that are, you know, really working it with the dark, it's sort of like it's getting a little cumbersome, it's getting a little tiring. So everyone in their true self wants to be heard, in other words, wants to receive. And so we want to offer that generously. It's very important as we assume our rightful placement, we hold that light brightly for all to hear. That means everyone that seemed to be cross with us, seemed to play a certain part of our ego dance with us, it's sort of like everybody's welcome to the party. So they want us to graduate in really allowing that full assemblance. That means the person that tripped you in second grade, that means ex-spouses, that means presidents, all sorts of phenomena that we've witnessed in this dream state. It's like calling everybody home, calling everybody to dinner. And so we hold that light brightly. So allow yourselves to readjust. Readjust is you're never staying still. You're always self-serving. So as we serve ourselves, our light, our reality has now shifted, because we're shifting to a new reality that is upon us. So we want to remember what we experience is sourced by us, is sourced by our consciousness. And as we engage with our light, then the version of reality that descends upon us, that is received by us, is the one holding that light witness. So we want to remember that each time we say yes, we graduate, we upgrade in a way, and we afford ourselves our new reality. So this is an ongoing love's assurance. In other words, we all came here to be good stewards of the light. We all came here to bring forth the great awakening. And that is what we are stirring. That is what we are recognizing. That is what we're agreeing to. And so we agree to sort, how do I put this in words? It's sort of like to pardon them one and all. So it's a little bit like forgive them for they know not what they do. So when we think of something where we're still holding a grudge, we have equal grudges upon us, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. In other words, we're sort of all in that soup of fear that we have left long ago, meaning it's actually, there are versions of our reality where it's actually totally complete and done. That's what we're graduating to. That's what we're leading up to. That's where we have that heavenly exchange of duly, devotion of love. I know why I skipped that word, because I suddenly had something come up to receive that light and then I lost my place. So let's just include that. If you have certain circumstances, situations, you get off this phone call, you have to attend something, or there's just something that's ongoing, allow that light to precede it. In other words, allow that situation, people, places, and things, letters, people, emails, all to be illuminated with heavenly response. So again, we are the high priestesses, we are the magicians, and so this is quite natural because everything is consciousness. And we're learning to rise, we're learning to illuminate our very essence, because again, we bring ourselves home. We graduate to 5D. It has nothing to do with what everyone else is. There are many aspects of the one self. It has to do with our own awakening. And that is what is upon us generously. They keep adding that, liberally, generously. So like ongoing, every time we remember to wake up to our light, there it is. So you're not waiting for the next channeling group. It's like at every moment, love is assisting. Love is graduating you. And so remember to like expect miracles in the sense that it's like the shift in the understanding of self and others. And so as we keep shifting to the light, as we keep welcoming ourselves home, our very existence, our experience of reality is in a new placement, is in a new timeline, is in a new parallel reality. So allow all our brothers and sisters, all sentient beings, furry ones that are still playing out certain characters in our life, allow all to be under the umbrella, the assimilation of love. Let us receive with gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so the thank you is for the universal responsiveness. The thank you is like thanking ourselves for drawing our last breath of fear and waking up to our illuminated presence, our illuminated oneness. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.